Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Skopos remembers 500 years since the Reformation, as Brent Larson teaches this five-part series on the solas of Christianity. Part 1, Sola Scriptura.
The first of our five-part series on the five solas of Christianity is Sola Scriptura. In the Bible, Hebrews 4:12 records that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and of spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. One of the most important truths that the Reformers affirmed is that the Bible alone is God's revelation to man. It is the basis for all truth. It is what we base our doctrine on, and it has the power to affirm or refute our beliefs. 2 Timothy reminds us that all Scripture is true and is able to discern right and wrong. Theologian Millard Erickson reminds us that in a world which there are so many erroneous conceptions and so many opinions, the Bible is a sure source of guidance. For when correctly interpreted, it can be fully relied on in all that it teaches. It is a sure, dependable, and trustworthy authority. How do we know that the Bible is true? There's no shortage of reliable quality teachers addressing the issue, so let's just briefly review. There are several thousand fulfilled prophecies in the Bible. The writers were known as men of God who then announced that the Lord was speaking through them as they declared, "Thus saith the Lord." Apostles wrote the New Testament, and the churches affirmed their inspiration, and church history and scholars attest to their canonical reliability. Finally, we can look around and see the powerful way in which God works in people's lives through the living and active Word of God. Why is it so important to affirm the Sola Scriptura? Because it's a reliable roadmap for life. It gives us a baseline on what's true. It is God progressively revealing Himself to man. It provides all that we need to live how we were meant to live and find God's purpose for our lives. So if you're struggling today, you feel aimless, you feel hopeless, and you wonder if there is anything or anyone you can depend on, God's Word is there for you, and He will speak to you through it. Try reading it. I mean, really digging into it, and watch as God begins to change you, give you a new perspective, and provide the hope that only He can give. Scripture alone is our compass. To depend on anything else is to be lost and wandering. Read your Bible today.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more Skopos features and the completed Sola series, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.